Hospitals across the state are seeing a surge of opioid patients with infections or injuries. Many are still active users. Some are in recovery. All present dilemmas. To help, the Massachusetts Health and Hospital Association is out with what it says are the first statewide guidelines for hospitals on how to deal with this. Joining us to help explain is Association Vice President Dr. Steve Defesay. Dr. Hi, and thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Hi, Bob. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let me ask, first of all, explain what kind of injuries and infections we're talking about.
It's actually even broader than that, but certainly patients who are addicted to opioids, particularly people who inject drugs, are at increased risk to develop bloodborne infections through those needle sticks. This could include chronic bacterial infections of bones, which we call osteomyelitis. In one of the more severe and worrisome forms, it could even include bacterial infection of the heart valves. When someone comes into the hospital, if they are addicted to opioids, we know they will go into uncomfortable withdrawal symptoms within a matter of 12 hours or so. And what we wanted to do was develop a very compassionate program of medication-assisted therapy to keep people from going into withdrawal, to keep them comfortable while they're in the hospital. And in fact, when we offer these medications, such as methadone or buprenorphine-type products to the patients, this actually gives us the first step toward recovery for those patients that choose to continue recovery on their discharge.
Given the myriad problems that hospitals can face when dealing with opioid-addicted patients, give me an example of what you think might be the most common guideline that hospitals should think about employing.
Well, the very first is to screen everybody for opioid use disorder. You know, people who suffer from a medical condition and people from all walks of life, all socio-demographic status, can contract this illness. If we know they have the disease, we can treat them, keep them comfortable, keep them from going into withdrawal. And so that's really probably the first and broadest.
As I understand it, the guidelines also explain how to search patients to make sure they aren't bringing anything in. That sounds a little awkward and difficult.
What we're recommending for people to consider is to work with every patient individually to find a way to help them be comfortable. That may include a search. There are alternatives to searches. But the overwhelming desire here is to compassionately treat people, keep them comfortable, keep them from going into withdrawal, and to keep dangerous substances out of the hospital.
Is there a zero tolerance policy in these recommendations for illegal drug use while in a hospital?
Well, we certainly have a zero tolerance for illegal drug use while we're in the hospital, but the guidelines go sort of above and beyond that by identifying where there may be risk of such and then mitigating those factors to eliminate the risk. Whereas before, universal screening was recommended, there may be patients who came into the hospital we didn't even know were addicted to opioids.
Dr. Stephen Defesay, Vice President of the Massachusetts Health and Hospital Association, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR about this, and good luck.
My pleasure, Bob.